Well, there's no doubt that if negotiations around the National Energy Guarantee stall, the political consequences could be far-reaching for the Prime Minister, with unrest already brewing on his backbench. Alice Workman is political editor at BuzzFeed News and our regular Friday commentator. Alice, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Alice, we were listening to the Minister, Josh Frydenberg, on AM this morning, saying he's confident that he can keep the National Energy Guarantee alive. But it did sound as though, like, hopes of a speedy approval and implementation are blowing out a little bit, though Shane Rattenbury still says that that original timetable's in place. So I'm a little bit confused. But the minister, the federal minister sounded confident, the territory minister less so.
Absolutely. It sounds like Josh Frydenberg has been using the secret a little bit, projecting an outcome before it's
the
actually
secret.
Happened. That's absolutely right. I think that the mood that we're getting from the Labor states this morning is definite pushback. They all seem like they won't agree to anything today. Maybe something in principle, but definitely no final agreement. And it's unfortunate that we won't really seem to know anything further until we have a party room meeting on Tuesday morning, and then the states speak again and potentially come to a decision on Tuesday afternoon.
Which is higher stakes for Malcolm Turnbull, today's meeting of the states and territories or Tuesday's coalition party room meeting?
Well, I think it's the coalition party room meeting, because if he can't get support, if he can't get support from the people within the coalition, then the states, of course, will just throw up their hands and walk away. And
it does seem as though most of the coalition party room, though, is on board with the National Energy Guarantee. They want some instrument, don't they?
They want something, but I think the difference is that the people in the party room want price targets instead of emissions targets. And what needs to be legislated is emissions targets. And so if they can't, and obviously, you know, you've got some pushback from people on the right of the party about coal. And from what I understand, Malcolm Turnbull's likely to pledge a government guarantee for private investment in dispatchable base load power on Tuesday morning. So,
Is not necessarily coal.
No, not necessarily. But I think that he's dealing with two groups of people that want two different things. And that's where the difficulty lies, is how do you get to a compromise position when the states are so heavily arguing about emissions reduction targets because of their own state legislation, but the people in the party room want something completely different, which is focusing more on energy prices.
There does seem to be a critical lack of trust between what the Energy Security Board, who are the panel of experts who've designed the National Energy Guarantee, saying are within it, and the states and territories saying, well, we don't see that in it. We
Absolutely.
Don't see that guarantee.
And there's two state elections coming up in Victoria and New South Wales that'll obviously play a big part in the state's decision making and the government's, you know, potential ability to pass any legislation through.
And a lot of windows closing as those elections come closer, including a federal one next year. Alice, Labor MP Emma Hussar has announced she will quit politics at the next election. She's, as you know, you broke this story, she's being investigated by New South Wales Labor over allegations of bullying and harassment. That report comes down today. It goes to New South Wales Labor. It won't be released. Labor won't release it. The federal government's doing its best to keep this issue alive as a thorn in Bill Shorten's side. Will Labor respond publicly to any of the recommendations from this report? Because, as I was saying with Joel Fitzgibbon earlier, it's key to how Labor handles these allegations in the future, because that's where the federal government's focusing the pressure on Bill Shorten, isn't it?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, we don't know the answer to that, because ultimately it's a decision for New South Wales Labor. Given the conversations between New South Labor and Bill Shorten, we don't even know if New South Labor will tell Bill Shorten what is in the report.
Oh, that's
all
right.
The
he
recommendations.
Hadn't heard of it.
Well, apparently he hadn't heard until 3 weeks ago. But I think that At the very least, they need to say something publicly about their complaints process, because what we've learnt from this whole thing is that it's inadequate, and that no parties involved in the investigation are happy. A lot of the complainants in this investigation don't believe that there is due process, that there's problems with the complaints procedure. And there's also problems emerging within New South Wales Labor's approach to people who approached them with issues about mental health. And that was one of the people that worked with Emma Hussar came forward after working with her in 2015 and checked himself into a mental health facility. And he said that the party is inadequately set up to support people who come to them with these types of problems. So for, you know, people in the future, I hope that's one of the recommendations they come out and talk about publicly. As for what they decide to do in terms of Emma, I mean, she said that she's not going to run at the next election campaign. So the conversations around disendorsement probably aren't going to happen on the scale that they happened before.
Well, the government will be looking for a wedge there. But Alice, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Alice Workman, political editor at BuzzFeed News.